Senior Story, How to Save a Life, Chapter 11, A Daring Adventure. Bella's sleepover with Pam, Myrna, and Josie was nearly over as they whispered quietly for about an hour. Oscar had crawled into Bella's sleeping bag and was snuggled close beside her. She could feel his heart beating next to hers. Nighty-night, Oscar. I love you. Bella, wake up! Josie shook her. We want to play Courage or Coward, like the TV show, and run the paths on your property. The moon is out, and it's really bright. Come on! Three eager faces were staring at her, ready for the daring adventure.
I don't know. I've never been out there at night by myself.
Coward, Josie asked. It's your own yard. Come on, Bella. It'll be fun. Bella was scared, but if she said no, she knew Josie would tell everyone what a coward she was.
Okay, but you can't ever tell anyone we did this, or I'll be grounded forever.
After putting on their sweatshirts and shoes, they tiptoed outside the door. Once outside, Bella and Oscar led the way. No one said a word. It was chilly, and the light breeze gave a ghostly appearance to the trees' shadows as they twisted and coiled on the ground beneath the moonlight. As they approached the chicken coop, which stood near the entrance to the path that led into the woods, Oscar began to whine.
"Quiet, Oscar," whispered Bella.
He darted out ahead, like he always did, to run around the pen. The chickens were cackling, obviously upset. Just as Oscar disappeared around the back side of the pen, Bella saw another shadow on the other side, pulling at the fence with its teeth. A wave of fear suddenly flooded over her. Alarmed by Oscar, the enormous wolf came bounding into sight. The girls screamed as the beast hurled forward. Oscar emerged from the far side of the pen just as the beast was beginning to leap in his direction. Oscar would be torn to bits if caught.
"Oscar!" screamed Bella. "Come!"
Just as the wolf was about to pounce on Oscar, he veered away, dashing straight toward Bella. At that moment, the booming voice of Bella's dad pierced through the dark. Several rocks whipped past the trembling girls, one striking the wolf's face. A cry of pain ensued, and the wounded beast retreated back into the woods. Bella ran into her dad's arms, sobbing.
"Well, that explains the empty traps," murmured Dad, as he escorted the terrified girls to the house.